Masechet Menachot Perek He, Mishnah He. The next two Mishnayot will talk about a certain avodot that are done with certain types of mincha. We'll talk about hagasha, which is we take the container that's holding the mincha and we bring it to touch the corner of the mizbeach, and tenufa, which is waving the mincha. We'll talk about which menachot require these two avodot. With certain menachot, after the ingredients are prepared, but before kemitza is done, we do hagasha. We take that vessel and we bring it and touch the southwest corner of the mizbeach. It's only done with menachot and not with other types of korbanot. And we'll elaborate on tenufa in the next Mishnah. Mishnah says, Yesh teunot hagasha ve'enan teunot tenufa. There are some menachot that require hagasha but do not require tenufa. Tenufa velo hagasha, some that require tenufa but not hagasha. Hagasha utnufa, some that require both hagasha and tenufa. Lo tenufa velo hagasha, and some that require neither, not tenufa and not hagasha. Elu teunot hagasha ve'enan teunot tenufa. The following menachot require hagasha but do not require tenufa. We're not going to elaborate on what each one is. We did that in Mishnah Gimel, two Mishnayot ago. Minhat ha-solet v'hama havat. The minhat solet, the mahabat minha, v'hamar heshet minha, v'ahalot v'hadekikin, oven-baked loaves and oven-baked wafers, minhat kohanim, minhat kohen mashiach, minhat goyim, minhat nashim, minhat chote. All of these minhat that we just listed, they require hagasha, but do not require tenufa. Rabbi Shimon omer, minhat kohanim, minhat kohen mashiach, en bahen hagasha. Says Rabbi Shimon, the minha of the kohanim and the kohen gadol's minha do not have hagasha, mipene she'en bahen kemitza, because they don't have kemitza removed from them that permit the remainder, the she'arim, to be eaten. V'kol she'en bahen kemitza, en bahen hagasha. And we have a rule, according to Rabbi Shimon, all menachot that don't have kemitza, that permits the remainder to be eaten, do not have hagasha either.